Hello and welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business and economic issues in mid-Missouri. I'm Scott Pham. Microsoft, Staples, and Southwest Airlines. What do these companies have in common? Yes, they're big companies, and they employ a lot of people, and they're successful. But here's one more thing. All of these companies were created in a period of economic downturn. The Fortune 500 is littered with stories like this. I spoke with Maria Figueroa Arnijos, who's one of the authors of a new study which suggests that certain types of entrepreneurs are on the rise. And it's not in spite of the recession, it's because of it.
What we found is that before the recession, there was opportunity entrepreneurship going on. And opportunity entrepreneurship is a typical definition of entrepreneurship where individuals identify opportunities and decide to open a business because it seems profitable. Necessity entrepreneurship, on the other hand, is when people are underemployed or unemployed and they need to find a new stream of income and they need to start the business because that is the only way that they see to support themselves and their families. The level of necessity entrepreneurship has increased from 16% in 2007-2008 to 28% in 2010. So that tells you that there are many more people starting small businesses in their garage or in their kitchen, and some of them are going to remain, some of them are going to close, but there is activity going on that we need to explore more into.
Do you know what's better, necessity entrepreneurship or opportunity entrepreneurship? Do you know what's better for companies and better for economies?
I think that is exactly one of the points that we make in our paper. There's a lot of focus on opportunity entrepreneurship because these entrepreneurs are considered high growth or the creators of many jobs, whereas necessity entrepreneurs will start just with themselves and maybe hiring one or few employees, but not many at first. What we're trying to convey in our study is that we need to keep our attention open to necessity entrepreneurs, to people next door who are starting something out of their kitchen or their garage, because this could be the next Bill Gates or the next Mark Zuckerberg. We don't know. There's a lot of attention on opportunity entrepreneurs. There's a lot of lending and policy support for them, whereas we don't see as much for these smaller entrepreneurs who have the same account as you and me probably and who don't have the access to the capital probably that they need, or their business is not yet as likely to succeed from what we see today.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like one thing you're saying is that opportunity entrepreneurs are often, that they are favored by investors. Why is that?
In general, because they most likely have access to larger networks of other entrepreneurs. They have access to more information where they can design a better business plan or a more sophisticated business plan. They might have access to angel investors, more lobbying capacity to get support for their businesses or their sector. Whereas necessity entrepreneurs are, as I said before, like you and me, maybe somebody who is starting something small and who might, in fact, not see yet the potential, the full potential of the business, but who could see it in the future, depending on the circumstances and who you get to know along the way.
Mm-hmm. So what is your study say to the people that want to encourage economic growth? Universities, governments, and people in development, what are they supposed to take out of this?
I think that for all of us, citizens, government, policymakers, let's not just focus on the high-growth ventures that start today or on these opportunity entrepreneurs that are creating so many jobs at a time. That is a main difference that policymakers have suggested in the past, that we need to support opportunity entrepreneurs because these are the ones that create jobs right now in the short term. But we also need to think long term. What are we going to do in 10, 20 years? Where do we want to be in 10, 20 years?
Are we paying attention to necessity entrepreneurs? Like, is the money going to the right places now?
I think that if we think local, there's a lot of support for small businesses. But if you look into what will happen if you wanted to start the business, what are the barriers that you will find? Will you have access to enough capital? Are you going to be able to get a loan to start your business? Are you going to be able to have access to certain networks just coming as Mr. X to the market? That is where we should pay more attention to. If there are people that are trying to innovate, we need to keep the eye open for that and support them in any way we can. One of the recommendations that we give in our study is that we see the declining population in rural areas. During the economic recession, many large manufacturers left, and they left ghost towns behind them, in many cases across the U.S. So this might be a good opportunity to support these necessity entrepreneurs in rural areas particularly, because this might be one of the ways to keep the population.
Are you able to tell from your study if necessity entrepreneurs do create jobs?
Well, they do create jobs. If you look again at the trend from previous recessionary times, these big companies have created more jobs than I can count. If you think of them as necessity entrepreneurs because of the economic situation at the time, you can think of necessity entrepreneurs as creating jobs in the long term, especially because these companies don't appear so big from one day to the other or in a year. It takes some time for them to grow and to become what they have become today.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this says something about how capitalism works in this country, that maybe we need to have these terrible times in order to have the innovation that will give us prosperity later?
Well, it seems like when we're under pressure, we produce great ideas, and that under pressure and with uncertainty, people start moving and probably becoming more innovative because they have to think out of their box to be able to survive the recession. So recessions might offer opportunities that we might not think of in the moment, but that in the long run will benefit the economy as a whole. If we think about it in that way, it's also a positive way to think about where we recently came from.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think people have reason to be hopeful?
I believe so. The U.S. has gone through previous recessions. It went through the Great Depression, and we are just surviving the Great Recession. Why not? I think we can definitely think forward with a positive mind. And again, if we are open to any opportunities and people who are trying to innovate and create businesses and create jobs for now or for the future, I think we need to be open to that idea.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with me, Maria.
Thank you.
That was Maria Figueroa Arnijos, a doctoral candidate at MU's Truman School of Public Affairs. And that's Business Beat for the week. I'm Scott Pham.